They're going to shoot here. I wouldn't have thought so. Reynolds. Yeah, he's looking for the corner. Pokes in the kick. Rolling, rolling. Elliott. Oh, he won it. He slips. He's gone to the end goal. Caught in two minds. And Reynolds saves his best kick for last.
That's a cruel game.
Now Manly are going to have to go the short restart here. 32-26 to South. A minute 48 to go. The Bunnies are almost there.
Oh, it's heartbreaking, isn't it, for Manly and their fans?
Now here's Cherry Evans, the most important player of the game. Shot clock down to nothing. Oh, it's gone off. A penalty. What a way for Manly to exit the finals. The tyre power shot clock has gone off. And it's the right call because he certainly had not got boot to ball when the clock went off. And South are going to win by 8. What a cruel way for a wonderful season to come to an end. The Manly Seagulls, hands on hips.
But to South's credit, they had to hang in there, Dan. Even when things were going against them and Manly looked like the stronger side, they found a way to stay in the contest. They found a way to come up with points. It wasn't pretty, but they just found a way, as they did a couple of weeks ago against the Roosters. And yeah, they'll tie this one up with this kick. And they're dancing in the aisles here at ANZ Stadium.
That's sad. That's cruel for Manly. They fought so hard for so long. And to go out like this is just not the way it should be, the way the script should be written.
This is a team that was near the bottom of the ladder last year.
15th.
And they have come to the 2019 season. The old coach, Des Hasler, he took some retreads. He took them and made them premiership contenders. They are so close to a prelim final. But tonight belongs to South as Reynolds drives the kick over. And for the fifth time in the last 8 years, the Bunnies will be within 80 minutes of the grand final. 2 seconds remain. There'll be time for kickoff, but Manly are down by 8. It's all over. So many things to talk about. We'll be here for a little while with the postcode. We might even take a press conference or two because there are so many things to dissect. Gerds and the team will do it tomorrow as well at midday. And a little anticlimactic this finish. I think we're all expecting it was going to be tied and there's going to be a field goal. And in the end, it was a penalty goal just to put it out of reach. John Sutton's career goes on for one more week. Here's the kickoff. It's taken on the full. And walking over the sideline is Cam Murray. He was sensational. The South Sydney Rabbitohs are into the final four. Boy, they had to earn it tonight. Manly gave them everything they could handle. But the red and greens, they go to Canberra, a place they won earlier this year. And maybe, just maybe, the Rabbitohs can find themselves into the grand final. That's next Friday. Now the two sides come together. What an epic game this has been.
Yeah, 60 points. An amazing contest. Both teams, as Gerds mentioned, through it, we just bashed each other all night. There was injuries. There was drama with sin binnings. There was some magnificent tries, and there was a lot of heart and soul displayed by both teams. Bravo! What a fantastic contest.
Yeah, it's a finals, isn't it? That's an absolute final when you just got guys that, you know, playing in different positions. We saw, you know, Roberts on the wing there for South in the end. Murray out in the centres. Sutton in the centres for a time. Gagai at fullback. I mean, this whole South Sydney backline looked differently at all different stages of this game. So continuity was a real battle for them. But they just found a way to hang in the contest, stay within six. I don't think Manly got out more than 6 points. And then, you know, with a couple of breaks and a couple of decisions that are going to be questioned for the next 2 or 3 days from the referee when they went down to 12.
The next 5 months, Gerds, from the beaches.
Well, I think, from the beaches, absolutely. But, I mean, in a game perspective, I mean, you've got to move on to the match-up, and they've earned the right to go down there to Canberra and and play in what's a grand final qualifier, but it had everything tonight.
So now the building and the build-up begins for South. Alex Johnston's got issues. Adam Dewey, can he pass the concussion protocol? We've had a wretched night for Dane Gagai.
Sam Burgess went off.
Although he's doing an interview with Channel 9 at the moment. We'll try and catch up with him if we can. He seems as though he's come to, so he should be okay. But they've got their issues, the Bunnies, and they play next Friday night. The biggest game in the history of Canberra, of that stadium, Canberra Stadium, and it's going to be the Raiders against the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
They would have loved watching that, the Raiders.
Oh.
They would have loved, they couldn't have had a better result tonight.
Yeah.
Because I think the better side lost tonight, but...
Yeah. We all thought at halftime Manly were going to go on with it.
Yeah.
We all thought South, not fluky, but South did some nice things, but Manly were clearly the superior side.
But they battered each other. That was so physical. So physical. Got to feel sorry for Jake Dubojevic. Obviously, he's a real team man, and he won't forgive himself for that moment.
Well, they scored twice while he's off, did they?
The debate, it went from, 20 all? No, it was 26-20 Manly, and then South made it 32-26. So it eventually decided, it effectively decided the game.
Murray should have iced that play anyway. I mean, it was a 2-on-1. Look, you've got to give him credit because he was under fatigue and he was playing out of position, but a 2-on-1 like that, you know, it shouldn't have come back to that play there with Gagai and Trbojevic in the middle. His winger on the left there should have scored. But sliding doors moments. There were so many in this game.
Heartbreaking scenes there. I can see Brendan Elliott in tears. Daly Cherry-Evans, he can hold his head up high. He's with you, Brent Rury.
A tough night, Daly. Goes without saying, right?
Yeah, mate. Semi-final footy's tough footy, and that was a tough game of footy. I know the score probably doesn't reflect that, but it was an absolute slugfest out there, like intensity-wise. It just didn't stop. So we were prepared for that, but, you know, obviously they... outclassed us in the end there. I thought Adam Reynolds iced it for him perfectly, so big credit to them and good luck till next week, hey?
Did you feel a bit hard done by, Daly? Obviously, the Jake Simbeting, it looked soft.
It's definitely hard to cop at the moment, mate. I mean, everything's on a bit of an emotional high and low at the moment, so it does, mate. It friggin' hurts, and to have two people Simbin in one game doesn't happen often, so, you know, whether they're fair or not, it's not for me to say, but it's just... Mate, our season's over and it hurts, man.
Up to you guys.
Yeah, Daly, congratulations on a fantastic year. Commiserations tonight. What a gallant performance by you and the boys. Did you feel like there was moments there where it looked like from up here, mate, that there was moments you guys were in total control?
Yeah, look, to be honest, Gerds, I thought we were in control for a very, very big portion of that game. So I guess that's probably the hardest part to cop is that when you give yourself such a big opportunity to win the game and you don't come away with it with the season on the line, it's hard to take. Hey, yeah. It's pretty disappointing.
Daly, you've been part of a premiership. You made another grand final. What do you feel about this group? What is your pride like when it comes to this group of team and our players and what they've achieved this year?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm definitely proud of our playing group. Absolutely no doubt about that. And you know, when this hurt sort of wears off, I think, you know, I'll be a lot prouder and a lot happier with the season considering the adversity we faced. But, you know, right now it's just, we gave ourselves such a good chance to win that. If we were there next week, we wouldn't have looked out of place. And, you know, it's all what would have, could have, but we fought hard, but just not enough.
Well, it's always easier to talk after you've had a win, mate.
Well done.
A lot harder after you've had a loss. And don't forget, you came 15th last year. What an effort you had this year. Fantastic work.
Great season, brother.
Have a great off-season.
Thanks for the kind words. I'll see you later.
All right. See you, mate.
Daly Cherry-Evans, we thank him. That's an
nice to give his
interview.
Time up, mate.
Yeah.
The last thing you feel like doing, you
he's
get
hurt.
Oh, 100%. And he was quite honest and open. And he had a captain's knock tonight.
Merely, they just were a lot more flamboyant. You know, the Rabbitohs...
Yeah.
Once or twice they threw the ball wide, and apart from that, it was. I agree with what Gert. I think the better team did lose.
Mate, they can't go down and play Canberra like that.
No.
They need to have a plan B. They need to be able to play some footy. The Raiders will chew that up.
Yep.
They'll dominate them next week. They're going to be fatigued. They need to find a way this week, and I know it's only a short space of time,
but they need some variation in their game. They just can't rely on that power running game through the middle, and then hopefully Cook and Murray are going to get you out of trouble, because at the moment, you know, Cody's not in great form. No. The halves aren't really connecting. And, you know, you got a guy like Roberts, you got a couple of Ferraris out there in the garage that they're just not getting, they're getting opportunities running the ball out of their own end, but they're not getting any football where they need it down that other end of the field. The only couple of times they got it when Jake was in the sin bin, they were able to come up with some tries.
Yep.
But it's just not often enough.
And what a Canberra about their mobile. They, remember, they used to be the biggest forward pack, now they're the smallest.
And
they create offloads. They test you. Much like Manly.
Well, they did there. And their average weight last year was 113 per man. Now they're 104.
What about this guy, Cam Murray? I think he's our contender, isn't he, for the Mungle Boots Man of the Match? He's one of them. He's with you, Brent Reed.
Yeah, amazing game, Cam. What are your emotions right now?
I'm just happy. We've got another week to improve where we probably didn't execute as well as we would have wanted to. So I think we're yet to put our best 80-minute performance on the park. Like I said before, we've got another week to improve, and hopefully boys put up well and put a good week of training into next week, and run into some confidence next week.
What were you thinking in the second half when they hit the front and they seemed to be in the ascendancy at that point?
Yeah, they did. They were playing really well, and they're playing with a lot of confidence, and they're getting a roll on. So we knew we just had to stay strong, stay gritty, and get into that arm wrestle and start to win it. So the boys really dug deep. I thought the middles did a really good job in the second half. They took it to another level and laid a platform for for us backs to sort of ice it. In the end, yeah.
Us backs.
Yeah.
Us backs.
Outside backs. Try scoring outside backs. Hey, Cam, you've only been in, obviously, the NRL now for a couple of seasons. You ever played in a game similar to that one before?
Yeah, I think we have. I sort of bring back a few memories from last year when we played Dragons in the semi. I don't think we put our best 80-minute performance in, but we dug deep and... you know, we fought to the end. So, yeah, it reminds me a bit of that. But, you know, hopefully we can go one better than last year.
All right. What about the, just quickly, mate, what about, I know it's all been about Manly this week. Did you watch the Raiders play? What have you made of their form this year?
Yeah, they've been really good. I can't say that I've, you know, I'm an expert and I've seen a lot of their games. But, you know, from what I've seen, they're really strong. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They've got some great forwards like Manly and a few other sides that we face this year. So it's nothing that we haven't faced before. And, you know, we'll do our homework on that and hopefully put in a better performance next week.
We'll see you next Friday, mate. Good luck. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Cameron Murray, excellent game. Two tries. Did plenty of other things as well. And, I mean, I think the storyline of this game is, you know, Manly perhaps... Rob might be a strong term, but that's going to be a theme from some people. But South had their issues too, not so much with the refs, but... Geez, they had some adversity to deal with as well.
Now, there were so many things going on in that game, Dan, I'm just going off memory, but didn't South, when they went down to 12 men, when Manly went down to 12 men, didn't they score a couple of tries?
Yeah.
Didn't Parker score twice?
Manly, certainly once. Manly, geez, that's...
Was a set down there, MG, where Manly... We're still with 12 men.
Yep.
They were six up.
Yep.
And it was like, if they score again here with 12 men, game's over.
Yeah, that's right. That's where there's so many permutations in this game. It was just one of them games that you're glad you saw live, because if someone tried to explain to you exactly what went on tonight, you'd say, well, that doesn't happen in rugby league. It was a fantastic
call. All right, we've got a lot to get through. I know there's plenty of people out there in P1 and all the other parking lots. 32,000, great crowd, and I bet they're glad they came. Even the Manly fans, who can be most proud of what their team dished up tonight. A sensational game, plenty of controversy as well. 34-26, the Bunnies march on. Another prelim final on the way. Triple M rocks the finals.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Cook, he fires it across to Walker. Walker along here to Sutton, 3-on-3. Sutton runs, step, stretch, yes, yes, yes! The old man, he doesn't want to end it tonight!
Triple M rocks the footy this half for the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. Triple M footy for Ream Hot Water.
The drama continues here at ANZ Stadium. South Sydney make the prelim final 34-26. Mark Guy, Ryan Girdler, Dan Ganane. Great job by Brent Reed as well. We've just seen Vision courtesy of Channel 9.
I hope that wasn't Des's wife he was talking to.
Des was on a flip phone, which is very Des.
Motorola.
A Motorola just absolutely giving it to someone and pointing fingers and walking, pacing up and down the Manly dressing room. We're going to take, courtesy of our friends at Fox Sports News, the press conferences live. Hopefully they have them too. I'm sure they will. So we will take those. And I wonder if he's ringing up Scott Penn. Hey, Scotty, do you mind if I spend 10 of your money tonight?
I think he was, I'm pretty sure where the phone call was directed to.
Yeah, look, Des is known to like a dollar, and I think he'd even pay the 10 himself tonight.
Yeah.
To unload. I mean, he's got to stand up for his boys.
Well, the main decision, because a lot of our audience has just got in the car, Jake Trbojevic gets 10. We all agree that he pushed, was it Gagai? Who did he push?
Yeah, it was
Jimmy
Gagai.
Roberts?
No, it was Gagai.
Right. So we all agree it's a penalty, yes?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You two don't believe it was sin bin worthy, that it wasn't necessarily a definitive try-scoring situation?
No.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I think we see that on a weekly basis at the NRL.
It was Jake wasn't even looking at Gagai. He came out of nowhere, Gagai, and all of a sudden Jake's foot got caught up with Dane Gagai. It was no way premeditated. There was no way the fact that it was 30 metres out from the try line means that it wasn't a scoring opportunity.
There's a little grab of the jumper there. There was a little bit of a tussle. It was a penalty, Dan. It's a penalty every day of the week, but you can't send a guy off in an elimination final for that.
They've been ruthless on that. The last couple of years, they've been ruthless. I'm not disagreeing with you, Gerds, but I'm just pointing out they've been ruthless.
On what?
On anything that is...
On professional fouls.
On professional fouls in any instance that looks like a try scoring.
But they got
situation.
The Parker one right. That was fine.
Yeah.
And I don't think they've got... I think, you know, when the ball's basically over the line... and there's a player on his way to score a try and it's through a kick and there's a little bit of ambiguity about it. I kind of get that.
Yeah.
But for that, I think we see that on a weekly basis. Guys just getting held back, a little bit of push and shove. But, if he was going to score, he was going to score to the left, not necessarily back on the inside.
Well, their heart and soul, Jake Trbojevic, you'd imagine he would be devastated. And a couple of moments ago, he caught up with Channel 9's Brad Fittler.
Well, Jake, how'd that feel, mate?
I thought it was disappointing. I thought we probably did enough to win that and just let it go in the end. It's a tough one to take, you know. We've had a good season. You know, I'm always proud of my teammates and everyone really put in. But, mate, that hurts, eh? Hurts losing like that.
What about the moment? We know how much you love the game. To be told you give a professional foul on Dane Gagai, how did that feel?
Yeah, that hurt a lot, you know. Sitting in there... watching your teammates, it was hard, mate. It was hard. It probably cost us the game in the end. You know, they scored 2 tries while I was off, and it hurt, mate. It hurts, yeah.
It must be nice. The team showed a lot of character. They had plenty of injuries, but no one gave excuses.
Yeah, that's right. That's always proud of the boys. Every week we've turned up and had a go this year. It's been a good year, mate. Looking back, but I don't know. Just to lose it like that tonight, it's tough. It's really, really tough. But as you said, always proud of the boys.
Possibly for the first time, I think everyone's liking Manly at the moment. So, mate, not all has been forgotten this year. You've done a fantastic job, and go and enjoy your time off.
Thanks, Freddie. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, nice interview there. Jake Trbojevic with the State of Origin coach, Brad Fittler, there on Channel 9. We will take the press conferences as long as the technical gods are with us, and that should happen shortly. Fascinating what Des Hasler's going to come up with. Because he was ropeable after the game. Those images that we saw. That's the beauty of the cameras in the dressing room. Finger pointing, finger when Channel 9's replaying it now. And he's beat red. I'm just wondering who he might be. Is it Todd Greenberg he'd be speaking to?
I'm pretty sure it's an official of the game.
Has to be. Graham Annesley,
I would imagine.
Graham Annesley would be the one.
I think he'd have a direct line.
Because that's not, he's not speaking to his boss like that. Like, his boss is on his side.
Yeah, it's not
Pete. He's angrily remonstrating, and this is going on.
For a couple of minutes.
God, I wish we had a lip reader.
Mm.
He is ripping in. So we'll take the Des Hasler press conference live. How many ad breaks do we have to play, Charlie? Okay, we'll stay now until... until we get through.
Replaying again here.
So we're looking at the professional foul.
Yeah, there's a little hand on the back, and you know, he was actually staying with Gagai anyway. He was actually trying to get across the back of Gagai to get. He wasn't pulling Gagai down because he wasn't staying with him in relation to, you know, being able to keep up in case he got the inside pass. He was trying to get Gagai out of the way and make his way over to Murray to help the tackle, so the fullback then could slide out on the winger and not create the 2-on-1. So I don't think he was pulling Gagai down to stop Gagai from scoring. No. I think he found Gagai got in the way of himself and the play with the football in Murray, and most players would do that. Most players would push a guy out of the way who's in front of him if he feels like he needs to make ground on him. Mm. You're not buying that, Dan?
The way they've ruled professional foul for the last couple of years, that fits in. I'm not saying it's right, Gerd. I think it fits in.
Well, I can't think. I can't think of another one that's been that like that.
Not the Simbin.
I can't think of another one like that.
You don't get. They're rare in that. There was still 30 metres to cover, but it was only one pass away. I don't remember another one like that. I'm with you. I don't think it's a sin bin offence because
he tackles him if he gets the ball. Yeah, he's trying to get him out of the way.
Oh, Gerds, I'm with you. But I'm just going by the way they have ruled over the last couple of years. You are right in that that is unlikely to be a try, almost certainly wouldn't be a try if Trbojevic doesn't fail. But because it was what appeared to be a try-scoring movement, they've just made that ruthless call. That's their attitude. They're just ruthless. If it looks like a possible try-scoring play, they're just going to march a bloke.
Well, they can't be ruthless, Dan. They need to be right. They need to be correct because these decisions affect team seasons. So get them right. Don't be ruthless.
Boys, have you ever had... No, you're right. I'm with you. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here, Gerds, to try and figure out what they're thinking.
Well, I mean, I have no allegiance to either side here, Dan, but I mean...
Know these blokes.
Yeah, but either way, like, I mean, whether it was South Sydney and the shoe was on the other foot, we've got to get those decisions right.
Yeah, professional fouls are just that. They're a foul on somebody who, you know, obviously when you're stopping someone scoring a try by doing something illegal or you're slowing somebody down by laying on them, but that kind of was in the full range of running play. There was nothing that seemed to be so overt that you go, hey, well, he's got to get off. He's got to be Simbin. But professional fouls, when they happen, you always go, he's got to go.
Obvious.
He's got to go.
But last week, and this is, I think, cause and effect, there were two incidents in the game we did, Gerds, the Canberra-Melbourne game. No, you weren't there. Oh, here's Des Hasler. Can we take this? Des Hasler.
Interesting.
Via Fox Sports News. All right, we'll have to just get...
So it doesn't look like he said too much yet.
We're live on Triple M, about to take Des Hasler's press conference.
Do I think we were dudded? Yep, I think we were dudded. I can wear the first sin bin, but I thought the call on Jake in the second half was a bit tough. I thought it was it a penalty? Yeah, I don't mind the penalty. I can work the penalty, can handle the penalty. Did he deserve to get sent off? No, I didn't think he deserved to get sent off. But that doesn't help the cause. I thought the 9-3 penalty account was probably a little bit heavy-handed, given the way that there were four penalties last week. I'll have to have a look at them. But, that's how I feel at the moment. Yeah.
Does all that make it tougher than
Swallow? Oh, for sure. It makes the loss a little bit more difficult. But you know, we could have managed it. We could have managed it better. When we pulled the game apart, you know, we could have been a little bit tidier. We probably did. I mean, it's been unusual. Our process around try line has been pretty good all year, so they got those tries early. Possession was pretty weighted, pretty even. Even on that, but the 9-3 penalty count kind of swings it, doesn't it? Possession wise, I think. Given the the way the game turned out. Will I argue some of those penalties? Yeah, you could probably argue some of them. So I'm not trying to make excuses. But the some of the decisions I thought were a bit weighted in the fact that they sort of weighted the result of the game in the end. But they get the prize and they move on.
Do you win that game in Jackson Wood this season?
Of course we do. You know that. You don't have to ask me that. God, there's a lot of experience in here to know that.
How does it make you feel knowing that?
Well, it's a bit of a lottery, isn't it? You know, ask the other. What coaches remain? Ask the coaches that remain. So, yeah, anyway, we just have to get on with it.
What effect did you think it had on the guys? Because he's on the heart and soul of the team.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to get into the drama and describing it. The fact is, did it have an effect on the game? Have a bearing on the game? You could possibly argue that it did. And the momentum went back and forth. But then again, you know, we were in a position probably a couple of times to win that game.
There's a lot this has been doing all season. Do you feel that the game has lost the plot when it comes to some of these calls?
I'm not going to sort of weigh in that, Paul. In the fact that I don't want to detract from what I thought was, a pretty good game of footy. I thought it had anything in it: plenty of points, plenty of tries, plenty of tension. I don't want to detract from the way both sides play and the way South won the game. But I think you just don't want to see the game coming down to the crucial calls like that. And I spoke to Graham Mennersley straight after the game, and I said to Graham, that's not right. I said, some of the sin bins I can agree with, but the second sin bin, did he deserve a penalty? Yep, I agree with you there, Graham, but he did deserve a penalty, but I don't think he deserved to be sent off. I could be wrong. It'd be interesting to see what people think of it.
What did Graham say to you?
Tell your player not to give away the penalty. I said, I agree with you there, Graham, but I don't agree with the send-off. But anyway, it is what it is.
You've had some really proud moments in your career, Des. How does this season? It'd be really hard to reflect at the moment. You have to be incredibly proud.
Yeah, well, it puts the club... it gives the club a lot of confidence, particularly the way that some young players have come in and the way that they've handled themselves, and it speaks of a bright future. But it doesn't help. doesn't help the feeling now that we could have been heading down the M5 to Canberra.
How did you unlock Moses when you
were
last month?
Well, Moses unlocked himself, so and for all those reasons and plenty more, as I said, the future of the club is pretty bright. It's just a shame that that there's got to be this controversy around the result, but that's the way it is. Cheers.
All right, we'll leave it there.
Very measured.
Thanks to our friends at Fox Sports News 500 for that audio. And if we've got time, we're only here for another couple of minutes, but if Wayne sits down, we'll take that as well.
So now we know who he was speaking to in the dressing room.
We got it. We nailed it.
Honestly.
Graham Annesley, the head of football, and I love that we saw the pictures. Yeah. But the way Des described it,
it was nothing like it.
Yeah, it was just a friendly discussion. Yeah. But obviously, it was very heated, thanks to those cameras in the dressing room, which you can understand. Well done to Brent Reed, our man who put his head in the lion's mouth when he said, "Des, would you have won had Jake not been sent off, and there's a snap back. Of course we would have, you know that.
Yeah.
So you can understand his emotion.
Well, I think he's right. I think they would have.
Mm. All right. Well, lots to dissect. There's probably South fans in the car, Gerds, going, geez, we were great. We deserved to win.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, we spoke about it. I thought they were beaten through the middle today. I thought Manly actually looked a lot better with the football. They looked better in contact, to be honest. But you've got to give South credit. They just hung in there. They found a way just to compete. And as Cam Murray said, they were gritty. They kept Manly honest. They didn't allow Manly to get past more than six or so points. And I guess within, they felt like they had the ability to overcome those small deficits and keep themselves in the game. And they knew they weren't that connected. I mean, South Sydney will go down next week saying, well, if we can pull off a win like that, have a good week at training, we can play. I reckon they can play another 30 or 40% better than that performance. I think Manly, the last couple of weeks, have played probably at their best.
Yeah.
And I think Manly again tonight, given the situation, probably be really happy with that performance and aren't talking about the way they played. There was probably some areas there when they were down to 12 men, but you can't sort of train for that. And then fatigue came in when Jake was off. But I think South fans will get beat. You're sitting in the car now going, well, we found a way to win that one. We're going down to Canberra. We've got to beat the Raiders to make the grand final.
Mm.
And you know, we can only improve on that performance.
Never hosted a prelim final. The Raiders, South, this is an odd stat, they've never won an away final outside of the SCG, the SFS or ANZ. Maybe they won one to the agricultural ground in 1910 or something, or the old sports ground, but they've never won outside Sydney a final. So that would be history for them if they were to do that. On the other side of the draw, it's the Roosters versus either Melbourne or Parramatta. So, boy, oh boy.
Well, it's brutal. And they seemed to get their second win when they were at their worst.
Yeah.
South. I mean, injury-wise. When Dewey and Johnson and then Sam Burgess at the end, they always seemed to bounce back, as you mentioned, Dan, when they had some sort of drama happen in their lineup. So that'll lift South's chances dramatically as far as confidence goes next week when they go to the nation's capital. They'll think to themselves, well, you know what, if we can dig that deep against Manly, who are a team on a roll, well, you know, we've done it once, we'll do it again against Canberra.
When Gajewski scored from that little kick, we're now down to 12 men, Manly.
Which, in all honesty, we're not convinced he granted it cleanly. So there was one little thing that went their way.
Mm.
They and Dewey and Johnston collided. It just looked like that was the moment after Suli scored, I think, earlier, got one-on-one with Gagai. Gagai then got moved from left centre out here to right wing because Wayne didn't trust him anymore, and he put young Campbell Graham in there. It just looked like at that point, and I don't know how far into the game that was because that game sort of went really quick, but it also seemed like it lasts forever to some degree. That looked like, to me, the point where Manly were just about to click into gear and sort of go on with it a little bit and have a little bit of a surge. So the resilience that South Sydney showed there to have, you know, guys playing in all different positions, guy like Gagai that, you know, was out of confidence and making errors but still able to stay on there and contribute, Roberts on this wing, Cam Murray out in the centres, was just an incredible effort.
I think we can go to Wayne Bennett, so we might take
incredible
that.
Effort.
Coached a lot of games. I don't think I've ever coached in one big game as important as that one. To see that type of game. Great entertainment. But I wasn't here to be entertained, so. It's not what I came here for.
Did you think it was gone at
one? With these guys, no. No. They just like to seem to get behind, put themselves in a hell of a lot of pressure, and then they'll start to make a few things happen, so. And we were holding them after they went up 26, 20, whatever it was. We held them for about 8 or 9 minutes, and the longer we could hold them, the more confident I got that they wouldn't get us again.
What do you make of the take you've
already seen? Look, they've been on it all season, about pulling guys back, taking guys off the ball. We've seen a lot of sin bins this year for it, so. You know, I didn't have a problem with the Cody Walker one. I didn't have a problem with their sin bins. So it's just we as teams and as players, we it's on the cards these days. The sin bin's been used a lot more this year than the other year. I'm not opposed to it. And you roll the dice.
Thanks, Wayne.
You know, if you don't touch the play, you don't run the interference the way you did, then you've got nothing to worry about. If you do, then you've got yourself a problem. And that's the way it turned out, so.
Are you serious that you don't have a problem with Cody's one?
No, I didn't see Cody's one. No, I didn't say I didn't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with the fact that he got the sin bin. But I didn't see it, okay? But, so I assume someone told me he hit him with an open hand or something like that, okay? So I'm comfortable with what he did. That was my point. But I didn't actually see the incident, but I'm not uncomfortable about him getting the sin bin if that's what he did.
This seems
dubbed,
mainly when
dubbed, mate. Well, that's a harsh term. If I was being totally candid, I'd say we both got our tough calls out there, okay? And, we got beaten up big time in the play the ball area. Numerous amount of times I felt we should have got penalties. So, I think it went both ways, to be honest with you. As I said, I can't say I'm really happy with it either, but end result is we got the win and I'll live with it a lot better.
One of the main things you need
your team
to improve on to have a chance next week?
Oh, everything. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
Three HIAs.
Yeah, nice. That's yeah, we did. Well, we're down. We couldn't have another interchange with 15 minutes to go. We were on the borderline because we knew two of them weren't coming back. So they get taken up in your interchange. And it was pretty gutsy in then what they did and the way they stayed at it. And we had Gagai at fullback, and we had Cam Murray in the centres. We had Damien Cook on the left edge playing there, and we had another name just escapes me at the moment playing on the right centres. Jamin Lowe, Ethan Lowe playing in the centres on the right. Now he's done that for us a little bit this year, but that's a pretty scrambled team, and we scored our best tries, played some of our best football. It's crazy. Maybe I should have done that at the beginning. Well, we put Campbell Murray, actually. I think Campbell Murray finished up. I think he must have finished up in the wing. I don't know where he finished up either. I'm serious. They were working out themselves in the end. They had to.
When you showed again that you've got... When you need to find something, you need to find a way to win.
Yeah.
This team finds it.
Yeah, that's... It's a rare quality, right? It is a rare quality. It's quality that I appreciate, you know. I'll share a story with you, because it will get out anyway, but... I left the box at about 2 minutes to go before half time when we got the penalty right on the try line, and I was pretty filthy, so I had my other speech prepared. That was a losing one, and I got down there and I conducted half time, and I didn't know we'd scored the try, so I'm talking like we're losing, right? Because I think we're 4 points behind. I think it's 16-14. I'm honestly, that's what I believed, and anyway, Jason said a couple of things and he kept talking about the three tries we scored, and I'm thinking we've only scored two, but I just shut your mouth, Wayne, we've scored two. He's miscalculated, so I've given the half time we're behind speech, let's make sure we're in front at the end of the game, whatever, and I walk outside and Sam grabs me. He said, "Hey, coach," he said, "you know we're leading." I said, "Piss off, Sam, what are you talking about?" He said, "Coach, we're leading 18-16 or what, was it 18-16? I think it was, yeah, whatever it was. And of course I had no idea we'd scored. Had no idea at all. Completely oblivious. So I changed the speech again very quickly. I started clapping and cheering and said, "We're in front, boys. Let's stay in front."
That sort of sums up the night, though.
It does. It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And with 20 minutes to go, I'm in pre-season next year. What I've got to do with these guys? And, my season's over. I'm feeling like we're not going to be training on Monday. And, 20 minutes later, we're sitting here going to Canberra.
That's a big game, mate. You've got a connection with that club,
mate.
It's a glory
years. Yeah, no, it is a great game. And, all the English boys playing each other. That'll be pretty special. There's seven of them that I've all coached the test team. My son, I haven't coached the other three, and I respect them enormously as much as I do the Burgess brothers. So, and there'll be a fair bit of on the line with those guys. I know their competitiveness. I know what they all bring. So, it'll be a great occasion. I'm just pleased to be there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh. Now, how good was that? I know it's easy when you win, yeah. But that's Wayne Bennett at his best.
That's brilliant.
I haven't heard him that jovial for a long, long time.
He had some old man moments.
Didn't yeah.
Campbell Murray and...
Jaden Lowe.
Jamin Lowe. Yeah. Brought him back from the Hunts.
Jamin Lowe somewhere in North Queensland going, he just crushed his tractor.
at 10 o'clock at night.
Did you say my name?
But haven't we seen like Wayne Bennett in his absolute pomp over the last week?
Yeah.
The way he defended Sam. And also Adam Dewey. Remember this time last week, Dewey was humbled against the Roosters. But Bennett came out and said, that's my fault. Mm. I put him in the wrong spot. And look how Dewey played.
Well, he was
tonight.
Their best until he got injured.
Yeah, yeah.
He was.
They want to hope he's right next
to his week. Positional play in the first half, his ball running, his defence, everything. I mean, he was outstanding tonight. So, yeah, he needs to take. The Supercoach needs to take a fair bit of credit for that because he wouldn't have been feeling good after last weekend.
100%.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
So there we go. I'm glad we got to bring that to you. Yeah. As I said, thanks to our friends at Fox Sports News 500. They do all those press conferences, so keep that in mind down the track. We've got to go.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Ryan, have fun in Melbourne, boys.
Thank you, MG.
See you Friday. These games just get better and better. Thank you, MG.
I don't know if we'll beat that tomorrow, but it's going to be a pretty special game in Melbourne.
Absolutely. See you in Canberra, MG. You coming to Canberra? Yes, I'll see you in Canberra next Friday. That's going to be special. The Battle of the British, the first ever prelim final for the Raiders in Canberra. So that's going to be an event not to be missed. And thank you to everyone behind the scenes as well. What a night this has been. Not without controversy. Gerds and the team will be talking about it tomorrow from midday on Saturday Triple M NRL. If you want to hear a replay of the game, and if you're a South fan, why wouldn't you? That will be on the Triple M NRL app. If it's not there already, it'll be there very soon. Have a good night. Drive home safely, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
CBus Super, with insurances that protect building and construction workers.
Here we go. No more second chances. The Bunnies and the Seagulls begin. Well, wait, centre field now for Corky. Throws from the left to Walker on an angle to Sutton. Beautiful pass to Johnston. Johnston from the line. He takes on Elliott. Takes him all the way. And Alex Johnston has scored the first try on the knockout final. Side to Cook. Throws left to Murray. Trouble. Beautiful pass. Walker. Yes. Walker's over. Played to Coruscant, throws left to Walker, double puck for Walker, slips through the tackle, it goes over, Finley hit back.
Parker wanted it a little bit more and he makes up for that error he made earlier in the game, and Manly right back in it now, boys.
Oh yeah. Played back to Coruscant, throws left to Cherry Evans, gets it on to Walker, the double puck, beautiful pass, oh yes, Corey Waddell, left footstep, right footstep, straightens, goes through, and Manly get their second try. Oh, he's gone, Cody Walker's out of here for 10 minutes. Pushes away from Gagai but slips. Gets up, goes again. Then gets around Sutton. Then gets it on to Garrick. Runs down the sideline. Garrick, inside pass. Yes! Cherry Evans scores! A sensational try! Cook now veers to the right. Inside pass. Murray! Yes! Murray got over! 18-16. Manly now. Spread it to the right from the scrum. Cherry Evans out to Sully. Pushing away from Gagai. Sully for the line.
Gagai was just on his heels and couldn't foot it with the big centre, and what a night out he's having, Sully.
Oh, the resurgence of him is just fantastic to see.
Brad Parker extends the leg.
I think that's an issue.
Uh-oh.
I don't think it'll be a penalty try, but I think he'll certainly spend 10 in the bin, Dan.
It's on the right side here. So.
Run report.
Here's the kick at goal. It's good, and he didn't muck around. Oh, big 9.5 minutes coming up. 20 all. Last, short side, Cherry Evans runs, rolls it to Grubber. Oh! Cherry Evans has threaded the needle. Gajewski's got there. And two South players have crashed into each other and might be in big trouble.
Might have a professional foul in that case.
Oh,
professional foul.
A support run.
Another sin bin. Jacobovic, you can't believe it. Cook, he fires it across to Walker. Walker along here to Sutton. 3-on-3. Sutton runs. Step. Straight. Yes! 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 Kick is good, by the way. 26 all. Cook throws it left here to Knight. Hurries a pass. Bouncing, bouncing. Taken by Murray. PC is back. Yes! There's the try. Murray out wide. Noon in for the video. And South Sydney take the lead back. Oh, it's gone off. The penalty. What a way for Manly to exit the field.
finals. So the tyre power shot clock has gone off and Souths are going to win by 8. What a cruel way for a wonderful season to come to an end. But tonight belongs to Souths as Reynolds drives the kick over. And for the fifth time in the last 8 years, the Bunnies will be within 80 minutes of the grand final.
For McDonald's, this is Triple M Footy.